All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up. We're skipping a little bit in Mesilas Yesharim, just a page or so, to page Kuf Peches. I just put it out on the WhatsApp just a few moments ago. Still same chapter, just advancing a little bit in the topic. V'hine dibarnu ad ata min ha'achnu min ha'boshas. So says Ramchal. So until this point, We're speaking about in the midah of Chassidus what he calls Hachna, humility, and Boshas. Boshas literally means embarrassment. In the section that we skipped, what Ramchal was really talking about was the idea, first, that a person has to have God awareness, and that God awareness engenders a sense of humility. And that humility also engenders sometimes a certain sense of smallness. Now, that smallness is not a bad thing, right? The idea of that smallness is that a person recognizes that he's part of something much bigger. A lot of times when we do things that we know are incorrect, it's because we place our needs above everything else. When a person recognizes his place in the universe, and a person recognizes that the world does not begin and end with him, and that there's a God awareness, and that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's part of something much bigger than himself, that engenders a certain sense of humility, and that humility often saves one from sin. Therefore, the Ramchal says, "V'hinei dibarnu ad ata min achna min haboshes, unedaber ata minyan hakavod." Boshes, still on the topic of chassidus, still on the topic of piety. Now that Ramchal says, we're going to speak a little bit about kavod. Kavod specifically as it refers to the honor we give God in the service of God. How so? This is incredible. Hinei kavod ha-mitzvah ve'ikara. This is referring specifically to the honor we give mitzvah, to a mitzvah, and the reverence, the preciousness with which we go ahead and hold the mitzvah. Kavar hiskinu alav chachamim, zichronu livracha, va'amru, zeki livan ve'yu. So this is an incredible Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos discusses the idea, this is my God, and I will exalt him. So the Gemara understands, what is this a reference to? Hisnoa lefanav b'mitzvos. Beautify yourself in front of God in the performance of your mitzvos. Others will say, what does this mean? When performing a mitzvah, do not just perform the mitzvah, do not just perform the deed, but rather perform the deed in as beautiful of a way as possible. Beautify your mitzvos. Let's say we know in general in life, when I have an obligation, that's on me. So there are two ways I can fulfill my obligation. I could do what's necessary to go ahead and get by, or I could do it in a way that really reflects the importance with which I carry this responsibility. You see this all the time. People do this in their careers, right? The person could show up for work, do a job, right? And it's fine. It's good enough. It's good enough to be able to discharge my obligation, hold on to my job, and collect my paycheck. That's certainly possible. Or you can excel. You can excel. You could push yourself not to deliver 85%, but to deliver 150%. And it's no different in our spirituality. A person can get by doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm fulfilling the obligations, avoiding sin, doing the will of God. But there's no beauty. There's no beauty in it. There's no physical beauty in it. There's no spiritual beauty in it. So Zekeli Vanveyu is the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, beautification of a mitzvah. When you do something, don't just do it, but do it beautifully. For example, tzitzis noah, person's going to have tzitzis, wear beautiful tzitzis. Tfilin noah, a person's going to have tfilin, so a person should make sure that ultimately, again, their pair of tfilin is a beautiful pair of tfilin. Sefer Torah noah, if a kila's going to have a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah should be beautiful. Lulav noah, ultimately, again, a lulav, your lulav should be beautiful. V'chule. V'chein amru, Hidr mitzvah achlish. Now we'll say, now obviously, this does not require me to go ahead and spend, you know, all of my money on any respective thing. You know what, this plan didn't take into account, this front section. Okay, they'll go around. All right, so we'll say, see, I think you just have to go through over here. So I'm directing traffic also. It's extra service we provide. So I'll say, so the Gemara says, so the idea of hidden mitzvah, again, we're not getting into the halachic technicalities, but the halachic issue is, one, when it comes to hidden mitzvah, one spends an additional third, right? The idea being whatever I would be willing to spend for the mitzvah, hidden requires me to spend an additional third. Ad kan mishalo, mikan ve'elech mishalach kodesh baruch. And I'll say there's a concept that whatever you spend on the performance of mitzvos, and whatever you spend on the beautification of mitzvos, that comes back to you. It comes back to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to cause you a financial loss because you go out of your way to spend more on the beautification of a mitzvah. Page Kuf Peites. Hare das sifso seim zichron levracha barur milelu shein dai basos hamitzvah bilvad elo shetzarech lechabda ula hajra. And Chazal said explicitly, it is not enough to perform the mitzvah by itself, but rather you must honor the mitzvah and you must beautify the mitzvah. So we'll say this is an incredible idea, and it really, this often becomes the determinant in our relationship with our Yiddishkeit and our relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Do we just do what we have to do, fulfilling the obligation in the most basic way, or do we push ourselves to beautify? And by the way, in this context, the beautification that they're discussing over here is a physical one, right? I could go ahead and I could spend X amount of money on my lulav and esrog, or I could spend Y. Again, am I obligated to divest all of my money in order to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah? Of course not. Of course not. We know that halach is not allowed to. But the idea represents spending a bit more than perhaps I would normally be accustomed to in an effort to beautify the mitzvah. Why? 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 Because ultimately, again, this demonstrates that this mitzvah is important to me. When something is important to you, you're willing to spend the money on it. When something is important to you, you're willing to beautify the effort by investing your resources into it. We'll say the easiest to illustrate this is choose in life whatever is most important to you. And I'm sure whatever it is, you could go ahead and engage in that activity at X price point. But often we choose to go ahead and engage in it at the X plus Y price point. Why? Because it's something that's important, enjoyable, and meaningful to me. Therefore, I'm willing to spend my money on it. Ulahotzi, mimisha lahakil al atzmo yomar. Eina kavod elo bnei adam, hamispatim bahavalim eila. Eina kodesh baruch hu, acha kodesh baruch hu, eina choshesh lazeh, ki merumam midvar ma'ila v'niskav mehem. So, v'kevan shamitza na'asa la'amita dai bazeh. So, we'll say sometimes, you hear this all the time, which is what? That a person will say, you know what, really, I have to spend more money on my lulav and esrog, or more money on my tefillin. God, does God actually care about that? Right? Does that matter to God? God is God. Kadosh Baruch Hu is right and is running the universe. And He cares if my esrog is an aleph or my esrog is a gimel. He cares if it's beautiful or super beautiful. He cares if I'm wearing the nicest pair of tzitzis, the nicest pair of tefillin. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't matter. That's what people get caught up in. But does God really get caught up in that? So I'll say, so the answer is, Amnam ha'emesu. Sha'adon Baruch Hu nikra kel ha'kavod, va'anu chayovim lechabdo, af ha'pi she'enu tzarech lechvodenu, ve'lo kvodenu chashuv v'safon v'rabosei. And the simple answer is, at the end of the day, whether God requires or needs it, quote-unquote, God needs nothing. Remember, that's the great part about being God. One of the perks of the job is you need nothing from no one, right? God doesn't need anything. But the idea being is how much we're willing to literally financially invest into our Yiddishkeit shows how important it is to us. That ultimately, again, I'm being mechavi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says the same, often give this same mashal, it's the same way. If a person is privileged to have a wife, and a person goes in and gives their wife a present, see, you could just take the object, you get your wife a necklace, you could just take it, right? You could have it in your hand, and you could drop it into her hand and say, happy birthday, it's beautiful. Or you go to, you put it in a box and you wrap the box, or you put it in a gift bag and you put the beautiful shell on it. Now again, the present is the present, but Lamaisa, what you're willing to invest into the process really highlights how important the process is to you. So it says that that's the essence with mitzvahs. The more you're willing to invest into the process, the more it shows that your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is important to you. It's not about what God needs. It's about ultimately, again, what is demonstrative of your commitment to the relationship. Umishim and ma'it bazeh bimkom shiyach ala harbos. And Ramchal says strong words, whoever is able, whoever is mamait, whoever doesn't go the extra mile for the relationship with God, when he can, obviously if I can't, I can't, but if I can, this is sinful, not sinful in that you're going to get punished, not sinful in that you're going to get patched, but sinful in that you're missing out on an opportunity to build and bolster your relationship with Hashem. All right, the boss will stop over here. We'll pick up Emeritz Hashem, bottom of Kuf Pei Test tomorrow.